So right now, you probably know exactly how you are sabotaging your career and your business. There's probably that one behavior that you tend to do at work right now that you know you probably shouldn't do it, but you're still kind of doing it. And you can't seem to actually have the capacity mentally and emotionally to actually sit down and get the right work done, to really focus on that needle moving task in your business that will actually help you move forward and get to the next level. And there's this sabotaging behavior, this pattern that keeps on showing up at where you are that seems to kind of like always hold you back. And there's probably a reason why, right? It's not really about sending out that email or reaching out to that person or actually making that invitation for them to jump on a call with you. It's not the actual behavior of it, but it's more like there is this internal fear and feeling of insecurity behind the reason why you're avoiding those tasks. Does this resonate? Does this sound familiar? So, this is what I'm proposing. I'm offering a time-sensitive free one-on-one power session right now, really helping you break through your self-sabotage in your work or your business. And this is a time-sensitive offer only. So if this is for you, if you're feeling called to really book this session with me, send me a message on Instagram at Daring Living. I have 5 spots available right now, and just message me. Send me the word sabotage and I'll be in your inbox to really ask you some questions first, really helping you understand your situation, where you are, and really seeing if this is the right kind of session for you. So if this is you, send me a message on Instagram at Daring Living and we'll figure out how to help you move forward. Welcome to the Daring Living Podcast, where we have honest conversations about personal growth, how to create success, and what it means to live a joyful and daring life. I'm your host, Certified Life Coach, Shirley Huang. All right, so in this episode today, let's talk all about self-sabotage. I really want to help you understand your self-sabotage. We can often do this in our relationships, in our life. And today, let's talk about your business and let's talk about your work and your career and how you are sabotaging yourself and ways of how you are doing this. So here's the thing. I know that right now, there's that one thing that you're not doing in your business that you know if you just do it, if you just really put yourself out there, if you just really follow through with what you say you would do, you would really, you know, break through. You will really be able to move the needle forward for you, but you're just not doing it. And I completely understand because it's not the behavior. It's always not about the behavior. It's the reason behind it. It's the fears that's coming up for you, the doubts you have, and the feelings of insecurity that's behind the reason why you're doing this, right? When I've been in my life coaching business for almost 5 years now. Oh my gosh, almost 5 years. I still remember when in the beginning, when I was transitioning into self-employment and being a life coach, I honestly sabotaged myself so much. It's always just me against myself. I was in my own way. And it was just like a journey, like an internal journey and internal growth and process that I have to overcome myself. And, you know, I remember I would sleep in super late at night and then waking up around noontime and then feeling so tired, so exhausted, not having the energy and the capacity to get any work done. Or something else I will always do is I would just consume a lot. So I would scroll on social media a lot, watch a lot of content, a lot of videos, and listen to a lot of podcasts, trying to quote unquote learn all the business techniques, all the things I need to do to be a better coach. But what I was really lacking was the actual execution, right? Actually making an offer, actually putting yourself out there, actually talking to people and helping people solve their problems. These are all things that I know, technically I know what to do, but I'm just not doing it. And so there's probably that one thing or a couple of things that you're doing in your life right now as a way to sabotage yourself from really moving forward in your business, whatever that looks like. It can be replying to that email. It can be really following up with someone. It can be transitioning from one-on-one coaching into group, which is something that I am, which is something that I'm doing right now. And this is my limit. This is what I had to overcome. But whatever that is for you, right? You probably know exactly why you're doing it, but you're just not really following through with what you said you need to do. So over the years of me just coaching people in their work and in their business, this comes up so often. And the first thing I want to offer is that self-sabotage is not a bad thing. It's more like an awareness that you have to come to terms with. When you notice what you're doing, that is the first step. The awareness is always the first step. Seeing that there is something that you're doing in your life that's hindering your growth and stopping you from getting where you want to be. And that's amazing, right? So before we judge ourselves and criticize ourselves, we want to first take a step back and really looking at this awareness as something that is good for you. Before any expansion and any growth and any change that you decide to make, there's always awareness of what's not working first. And so once you identify what's not working, once you can really pinpoint that specific action, that behavior that you're doing right now that's not working out for you, then you can really understand, okay, like what am I really creating for myself, and really helping you understand your behaviors, right? So self-sabotage comes up so often with people. It's always not about the knowledge, it's always you know, the self-talks that we have. It's always the patterns that we feel mentally, emotionally about what's actually happening. So there are three components to sabotage that I want to share with you that kind of like creates a cycle where you continue to sabotage again and again and again and again. So there are three components that's causing your self-sabotage behavior, and that's causing this self-sabotage cycle that keeps on repeating itself. The first component is there's an event that happened that triggers you emotionally. And often this trigger is causing some sort of emotional pain that you feel. So perhaps it might be receiving a certain kind of message, and then immediately you go into self-doubt. Or maybe it is you come home right after work, and then immediately you come back home, and then you feel this feeling of loneliness and this feeling of emptiness. Notice it's an event that happened, that happens in your day, and then immediately it triggers some sort of emotional trigger that you feel. And often this is in a very negative way, so you don't want to feel this way, right? Or it might be like when you're sitting down, when you open your Instagram account and then you see that post and the post has no engagement, immediately you go into self-doubt, you go into feeling not good enough, and you go into feeling insecure, right? So it's often caused by some sort of event that happens in your work. So that's the first one, a trigger that happens. And then the second thing is that this emotional trigger immediately initiates a learned behavior that you have learned and picked up over time. So maybe it is you see no engagement on your post, immediately you feel insecure, and then what happens is you start scrolling and scrolling and scrolling on social media. So it's a behavior that you learned as a way to cope and to avoid this feeling. Or it could be, let's say you come home from a day of work that you actually don't feel fulfilled by, that you feel unsatisfied about, and you feel so frustrated about this work. You come home, immediately you just want to relieve because you're feeling so exhausted.
So then you start pouring yourself a cup of wine and you start drinking, right? So that is a learned behavior because you're trying to cope with this emotional pain that you feel. Or it could be you open up that email and you see a certain reply from your client, and then immediately you go into frustration or self-doubt. And then what do? You curl up, you like sit on the sofa and turn on Netflix and start watching it the whole night to deal with this emotion that you don't want to feel. It's often a learned behavior that comes up as a way of you trying to avoid it and to cope with the pain, right? Or maybe it's like, you know, you have to send out that email because you really want to receive the opportunity to really send out that email to the potential client. But then every time when you're about to write that email, you think, I'm probably not capable. I don't know if I can actually do this. And this feeling makes you feel so bad about yourself, makes you feel so defeated. So you don't even send out the email at all. And then you start cleaning up your house. You start keeping yourself busy so that you don't have to actually do the work, right? These are all learned behavior that we picked up over time as a way to escape how we actually feel about that event or that trigger that we actually want, that actually matters to us. But then we're just avoiding it, and we're doing it through these other kinds of self-sabotage behaviors so that we don't actually have to be with it and feel the emotional pain that's involved. Okay, so that's the second component of the self-sabotage cycle. First one is there is an event that triggers you, that affects you emotionally. And then second is that it initiates a learned behavior that you picked up over time as a way to avoid or try to cope with this pain. And then the third thing that comes up always afterwards is there is critical and negative self-talk that kind of helps you, like reinforces this identity and this behavior. So the voices might come up in the form of, here you are again, doing this again. Oh my gosh, look at you. You're doing the same thing again. Can't you just get yourself together? What are you doing this? Why can't you just get your shit together? This is often what happens after seeing yourself sabotaging, is you start judging yourself, you start being critical of yourself, which in a way actually reinforces your identity. If you continue to tell yourself that, oh my gosh, Shirley, look at you, you're doing this again, it proves, and then you like run away from your behavior, which just creates a self-fulfilling prophecy that keeps on making this cycle and making this pattern and this behavior true for you. Do you see? And over time, the more that you think these thoughts about yourself, the more that these voices are practiced, and it just becomes stronger and louder over time, and it just becomes really, really true for you. The more that you talk to yourself this way, the more emotional pain that it creates for you. But here's the thing, that type of emotional pain is something that you're very familiar with. And so what our brain does is our brain loves to just keep on repeating what is familiar, even if it is an emotional pain. If you're used to shaming yourself, your body is actually very used to feeling the feeling of shame. So it just wants to keep on letting you feel shame because it's like, okay, I know how to do this. I'm just going to keep on creating this experience for you again and again and again and again. Right? And then the cycle just repeats itself. The more you tell yourself that you don't follow through, the more you're just not going to follow through. What's very interesting is sometimes we think that we can discipline our way out of change. We think that we can continue to discipline ourselves to do something different. But the more that you become judgmental of yourself, the more that you tell yourself that you're not good enough, the more you're just not going to be not good. The more you're just going to be not good enough. Do you see? And then it creates the cycle again and again and again. And so this is a cycle, the self-sabotage cycle that just repeats itself. And what we want to do is we want to help you, we want to like go into it and really identify what is causing you to continue to stay in this loop. And we want to help you break this loop. So we can be coming from a place where we're noticing your emotional trigger, the event that's triggering you emotionally, or we can come in from a place of really helping you figure out what is that behavior that you keep on repeating. Or we can come in from a place of the critical judgmental self-talk that you have. Do you see? These are three components that's here that creates the self-sabotage cycle loop. I want to really help you break out of that. So I want to help you experience this kind of breakthrough to really help you feel liberated from this behavior so that you no longer have to think about it. It is not even in your awareness because it's just not a problem for you anymore. The more that you think you shouldn't do it, the more that you actually do it. Okay, sit with the idea. The more that you tell yourself, I keep on scrolling so much on social media. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're scrolling on social media again. The more you will actually scroll on social media, more. Because you're still someone who scrolls on social media, if you still think that way about yourself. And so what we want to do is we actually want to remove this loop altogether to just break this cycle for you. So here's what I'm proposing. I'm offering a free one-on-one laser power coaching session. And this is all about helping you break through your self-sabotage in your work and your business specifically. And in this 1 hour power session, I'm going to help you really go into your business, really understanding what is not working right now, understanding the trigger that's causing you to make that behavior that you don't want to make, and then understanding the self-talk behind it that's reinforcing this identity and reinforcing this cycle. And so I really want to help you dive into there and really help you understand your situation as it is right now and create some sort of trigger or some sort of change in this loop to break that loop for you. So if you feel like you are continuously avoiding that needle moving task right now in your work and in your business, it's like, you know what that thing is, but you're still doing it. You know what that thing is, but you're still doing the sabotage behavior. You're still not actually doing the thing that you need to do. Or maybe it's like you're doing just enough. You're doing just the bare minimum in your work and your business to keep it going, but you're not really going all in. And you're not really going above and beyond to really receive the opportunity and to really make that sale or to really put yourself out there in like a bigger way, then this session will be for you. Or maybe it's you're doing something right now to escape or avoid actually doing the work. Maybe you are overconsuming on social media. Maybe you're trying to keep yourself busy through other tasks in your work. Maybe you are overindulging in other ways so that you don't have to do it, right? Maybe you are watching a lot of shows. Maybe you are overconsuming on food, sugar. Maybe you are exercising too much. I don't know. Whatever it is, there's that one behavior that you're doing. Over shopping, that's also another one. Maybe there's one behavior that you're doing in your life right now as a way to overconsume, to escape from how you actually feel. And then you are beating yourself up. So there's negative self-talk. There, you are being critical of yourself. You are judging yourself inside your head. You might not say it out loud, but you're thinking about those thoughts. And maybe you are seeing other peers in your industry moving forward and receiving those opportunities, creating more success in their lives. And then you just feel so frustrated of like, why, and thinking that, why can't you just get over your own crap and just move forward, right? So if this is how you're feeling right now, this is the session for you. So I'm offering this for a couple of days by the time that this episode comes out. And this is a time-sensitive offer. I have 5 spots available in my schedule right now for this. If you want to book this free power session with me, then send me a message on Instagram and send me the word sabotage, and I'll go into the inbox and talk to you personally, really understand your situation and really see if this is the right kind of offer for you. And then we'll move forward from there. Okay. So again, you can go to my Instagram at Darren Living and just send me a message. Okay. And I hope that this episode has been helpful for you. I really want you to help you experience breakthrough and just up-leveling your life to that next level, feeling more liberated from being able to step out of your own way so that you can really call in more opportunities, more success, and more abundance into your life this year. All right, I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.